And grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, how blessed we are to know creation. To know that this isn't all by chance and accident, as the world is flooded with that as not only being a theory but as fact today. But as God's people, we know. We know that none of this is by chance or accident, and we rejoice and just look with awe at the complexity of what God has created. And then to know that he has created this for us to manage, for us to enjoy, for us to be greatly blessed. So on this Thanksgiving, just with that as the foundation of our focus today, I'd like us to think about Proverbs 17, verse 22. And it reads, "A joyful heart is good medicine." Isn't that cool? "A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." And you know, when you think about a joyful heart, you can't have a joyful heart without having a thankful heart. The two really intertwine together, as we see in Scripture. In fact, the theme passage for all of our Lutheran schools from elementary to university level throughout this year is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. And here we see joy and thanks intertwined together in this passage, which reads, "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Isn't that cool? This is God's will for us, to be joyful, to have thankful hearts, and to have the confidence to be in prayer continually, knowing that God hears our every prayer. Boy, in a nutshell, what a blessed life. What a life to be thankful for that God has given. You know, every once in a while, I just have to think about old Bobby McFerrin and his song. I didn't realize. I looked up that song, "Don't Worry, Be Happy," was on the top 10 first song in the charts in its day for 2 weeks solid. Don't worry, be happy, right? But the sad thing about that song was there was no substance to it. I mean, how can I not worry? How can I be happy? Because the message of the song is simply that. And when we look at life, when we look at the world through worldly eyes, there's not a whole lot sometimes to really be happy about. And certainly we would be constantly consumed with worry. But did you hear the words from Psalm 65? And I want to read verses 1 through 4. "Praise awaits you, O God in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. O you who hear prayer, to you all men will come. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts." Now there's substance to that. There's substance when we hear those words again from Thessalonians, to be joyful, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And it's through the gift of God's Son that we have substance, that we have a foundation, that we have life, that we then are empowered to live this kind of life. One of joy and one of thanksgiving. And you know, in light of that, the Lord says you forgave, through the psalmist, you forgave our transgressions. That's huge. Without that, we would have no hope. We'd have no joy. And the other is you bring us near to live in your courts. You know, as I was pondering those words, I was thinking of when Jesus came. And just prior to his leaving visibly from this earth, obviously he's with us always, But we can't see him with our physical eyes. But I think of Jesus. Remember on the evening of his resurrection, he comes into that room. Suddenly there he is in the midst of the apostles. They're terrified. They're hiding in this room. And Jesus just steps into their midst in the flesh. And remember the first word he said to them? Peace. Peace be with you. And I've always pondered, you know, this is the Lord of life. This is the Son of God. And you think of all the words that Jesus could have selected to say at that moment, and yet the first word out of Jesus' mouth is peace. And that's something maybe we can ponder throughout this day. But not peace like don't worry or be happy, but here is the Lord who established peace through his journey to the cross. That brokenness that was due to sin, that separation that put a wall between us and God, Jesus, through his death and resurrection, broke down that wall, and now we can enter the Holy of Holies. We can be in the presence of the Lord, and it's all because of what Jesus has accomplished. There's the substance, and Jesus comes in light of that in his own flesh, which he shed for us, and he announces to the apostles and to the world, peace. Peace be with you. And in that, the walls have crumbled, and we now are united with God. And in light of being in fellowship with the Almighty God, Jesus' other promise, again, right before he ascended into heaven, some of the last words he spoke, and again, I think, you know, here's the Lord of life. Jesus could say anything, and so it must be very important what he selects to announce before he visibly goes into the clouds and out of sight before the disciples' eyes. And remember what he said? I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Meaning, I am with you always, even until your life ends on this earth, or until I return again. And either way, you're going to see me visibly again in the flesh. But in the meantime, I am with you always. Wow. Talk about substance in that. We live in the presence of the Almighty God. We don't have to see Jesus standing here in this room with us, but we know he's here in this room with us by his promise. And we don't have to be in this sanctuary because our heart has become his sanctuary, hasn't it? Wherever God's people are, he dwells within us, the Almighty God who has won the victory. And you know what? The good news is he doesn't want anybody to be excluded from this. Did you hear it in the Old Testament reading? Seek the Lord while he may be found. God is calling upon the world to seek after him. Let the wicked and the unrighteous return to the Lord. God isn't writing off most of the world, but he's saying, I love the world, and my desire is that everyone would come and believe and trust in me and live in this incredible life of joy and thanksgiving. And so we never have to question, wonder if God really wants me to be his child. You know, that's our sinful flesh question. That's Satan's deceptive question, because God makes it very clear he desires all of us. And we know that as children. We're blessed by that. And in that, we have eternal security. We live in the victory now, even in a broken world and broken bodies, but we fully will realize the resurrection and those glorified bodies that are still to come. We live in our broken bodies now, but one day we're going to dwell in glory with the no mores. No more death or sorrow or sin or any of the corruption that sin has brought to our lives. And in the meantime, as we continue to journey, our journey is always in the presence of the Lord. We are never for one millisecond apart from God and his full awareness of our needs. Did you hear it in the gospel? Your Father knows. Our Heavenly Father is aware of our lives. He knows our every need. And isn't it wonderful in this day that we celebrate God's creation that the Lord directs us to look at what he has created? He looks at us to look at creation to take away the worries. Isn't that interesting? Jesus doesn't say, go to my written word at that point, but he says, just look at what I've created. You know, look at the birds of the air. And Lindy and I, every January, February, we can't wait, time's coming up, we have a big crab apple tree in our front yard. And it always gets these little berries, like Bing cherry berry size, even a little smaller than that. It's loaded with them. And the birds do not touch them. They know. And so in the coldest part of winter, when the least amount of food is available, the robins move in. There's the grocery store. In January and February, I have pictures of over 100 robins in that tree. And it feeds them throughout the rest of the winter. They never run out of food. And it's like, look at that. I'll say to Lindy and she to me. I mean, there it is. There's Jesus saying, look, don't worry. And he's giving us that image right outside our front living room window. How blessed we are that even through creation, God announces his love and his care and his provision. And so Jesus sums that up, doesn't he, by seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And so he knows our every need. In Psalm 65, what a celebration of God's provision. I'm just going to read some of the verses. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. Think about that. That's God's promise. You bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing. The Lord says, just look at what I created. And everything I've created has a purpose, and even the main purpose of my creation is to glorify me. Isn't that cool? Even inanimate things bring glory to God. We are so very blessed. We are forgiven. We are in this intimate relationship with the living Almighty God. And we are safe and secure with him. And we certainly are free of worry. And we have peace. We have peace. And no one can rip that away from us. And so, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, may we and the world and the philosophy of evolution that we live in, what a starting point with people to let them know. You know, let me tell you where the real substance of blessings come from. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who made the greatest sacrifice and has given the greatest blessing through his death and his resurrection, and substance to our lives now and for eternity. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and minds always in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving.